Even with two medals dangling from his neck, it still hasn't really sunk in for David Bodaya that he is an Olympic champion.
Okay, one's gold, one's bronze. Is this happening? I don't think, you know, you have expectations going in, but I never would have dreamed to walk away with two medals.
He won bronze in the 10-meter synchronized event with his partner Nick McCrory, then ended his time in London atop the podium as the gold medalist of the individual 10-meter platform.
That's what you dream of, middle of the podium, international anthem playing, and that moment, just total memories flying through my head.
Thursday, he returned to the place where he says he transformed into an Olympic champion, the Purdue Aquatic Center. There were no shortages of hugs or handshakes as Bodaya came back to campus. He says that's what makes the experience special, being able to share his success and even his medals with friends and well-wishers.
This is a cool thing. You know, if you just keep it to yourself, it's no fun. So when I get to places, I just, you know, give it to somebody, and, you know, it's cool that they can have it, and I like to share the wealth.
Purdue sophomore Glenn Hoyer was one of the lucky ones who got to snap a picture with the Olympic champion and hold Bodaya's gold medal.
It's awesome, you know. That guy went to the same school I do. I'm speechless.
Bodaya so readily shares his Olympic success with others because it was others, such as his coach, family, and school, who guided him along the journey.
You know, it just wasn't me on that podium. It was the hard work of Adam, my family, my friends, my fiance, and, you know, Purdue has been such a support system to my past 3 years here, and it's incredibly able to share that with them, too.
4 years ago, Bodaya failed to medal in either of his two diving events at the Olympics in Beijing. This time around was a completely different story. About 2 weeks after winning bronze, he became the first American male diver to win gold in the games in 24 years. Bodaya captured the top spot in the men's individual 10-meter platform, with his highest scoring and most memorable dive coming on the final one of the competition. Yet for him, that moment is still somewhat a blur.
It was surreal thinking back to it. It was almost like I wasn't even diving into it. So I remember swinging arms on the takeoff and then getting out of the pool. And so it's kind of bizarre to think that I don't remember doing three flips and then diving in, but that's exactly what athletic zone means.
But Bodaya's quest for gold almost didn't happen. He was the final diver to qualify for the semifinals in the event after a poor preliminary performance. He says in some ways, struggling early made the rest of the competition more manageable.
The poor preliminary night transferred into a great next day, and it's crazy. But it's crazy when you change your perspective the next day, taking it one dive at a time, and the results, I was at the top of the podium.
And when he first realized he had in fact won?
As soon as I saw my name on the top, I couldn't really fathom what was going on. I think I, like, when I first glanced at the scoreboard after the Chinese diver Kubo went, I thought my name was in second, so I was like, all right, sweet, like, silver, that's cool. And then I looked again and I was like, wait, what? And this is a wild dream.
Bodaya's journey didn't end atop the podium in London. He still has plenty left on his plate. He is getting married in October, plans to take several credits this semester as he looks to finish his degree at Purdue in communications, and hopefully catch up on some sleep. Because not only does he plan to go for gold in diving again in 4 years in Rio de Janeiro, but Bodaya is seriously considering pursuing Olympic success in another sport as well.
This could be way outside shot, but I'm a big dreamer. Dreaming's not a bad thing, so now that I have 4 months off from diving, I'm going to give a shot at gymnastics. Just the vaulting of it. I did gymnastics before diving, so I'm going to go down to Indy. Bridget Sloan, silver medalist in Beijing, used to train over by where we work out, and so I might give her coach a call.
And when you see the two medals hanging from Bodaya's neck, representative of his commitment and journey, you figure, why can't he accomplish anything he puts his mind to? Sam Clement, WBAA News.